A tense meeting of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council went into recess this afternoon so members could attend the Ted Stevens funeral, but they will be back at work tomorrow on the issue of Steller sea lions. The council is looking at a biological opinion, or BIOP, from the National Marine Fisheries Service that would shut down all Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fishing west of Kiska Island to reduce the possibility of depriving endangered Steller sea lions of food. The fishing industry has come up with its own set of fishing cutbacks, which they laid out yesterday to the council's advisory panel. The industry plan would still allow some fishing, but would also involve some more severe curtailments than the BIOP calls for. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
They've been cutting back fisheries in the Aleutians to try to help sea lions since the early 1990s, and for whatever reason, they've begun to recover, or at least have slowed down in their decline. Except in the western Aleutians, where there's been a 40% decline in the last 8 years. There have been theories. Maybe they thought fishery policies have led to too many pollock, and they were a kind of junk food. That theory was shot down. Then they thought maybe the young sea lions were not getting enough to eat and not surviving. Maybe. But now the theory is that there are just not enough pups born to replenish the population, and the National Marine Fisheries Service believes that the Endangered Species Act requires a full court press to eliminate anything that might contribute to that. Since Monday, members of the council and its panels have been taking pot shots at the BIOP, which cuts out all Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fishing west of Kiska Island. The industry plan puts some fishing back in there, but pulls back on fishing effort to the east, all the way to Adak. Much of what's being said will no doubt provide legal ammunition for a future court fight, but meanwhile, the council has already been told by the Obama administration that the protective actions in the BIOP will be implemented by the first of next year anyway. At the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, I'm Steve Heimel.